Good afternoon, Mr. James. Thank you very much for coming back in to see me today. I wanted to discuss with you some information in regards to your possible pre-employment with us. As you know from our previous conversation, you definitely interviewed phenomenally, very well. I was quite impressed with your interview. As you know, we perform a standard background check for all potential employees that are possibly being that may be hired for my company. I wanted to discuss with you the information that my team actually found out. While we were able to confirm there is no criminal history in your background check, which is very good, my team did actually find some, how can I put this delicately, some other bits of interesting information about you. We were able to uncover some interesting social media sites, I should say. Oh, you looked a little surprised, or even, you look like you really are not sure what I could be referring to. Well, my team was able to uncover a couple of websites that they were able to find you on, one of them being a certain Reddit site, which is known as GWA. And they were also able to confirm you on another site, which is known as FetLife. My. The look on your face is completely priceless. I must say, I was quite surprised myself as far as what was found. A little bit intrigued, also a little bit curious, I would say, because apparently on these websites, it looks like you live another type of lifestyle, I should say. One being more of a dominant, submissive lifestyle, that you partake in such, how do I say, activities that involve BDSM. So it looks like you consider yourself to be a dominant, dom, master, sir, whatever you may want to call yourself, and that you are in search of sweet little submissives. No, please. There's no need to explain. Now, I will let you ask your burning question that I know you must have inside of you. Please do. How did my team uncover this information? Oh, Mr. James, that is really none of your concern. Just know I have an excellent team that can find out any piece of information about anybody, ranging from when you were younger to your teen years, going into your adult years, leading up until now. My team can find out anything about someone. Now, I want you to understand that this information does not disqualify you for running for a potential working with me. It really doesn't. So I do want to put your mind at ease in regards to that. I don't want you to think that since my team found out this information about you, that, oh no, they're not going to hire me or I'm immediately disqualified. No, you have nothing to worry about, as you are still in the running for being a potential employee. Now, I will say this, your resume is very, very impressive. You have amazing skill set, experience, and talent that I can see based on this resume. However, this information that was found by my team, as I mentioned earlier, is very, very intriguing. Now, I will say this. I know that you have a dear, sweet, loving girlfriend. Yes, I know that. Something else my team was able to find out. Absolutely, we were able to find your regular, air quotes, social media pages where you guys post the sweetest and dearest pictures of yourself. It looks nothing but bliss and happiness between you guys. I mean, you too do make a rather cute, adorable couple. But I highly doubt that she knows about this other lifestyle that you're leading. These other dark, mysterious social media pages that you have. Oh, your eyes just went extremely wide. You look a little bit nervous, a little afraid, I should say. May I ask what you're afraid of? Me exposing you to your sweet girlfriend. Oh, goodness, Mr. James, you are quite hilarious. I mean, if I really wanted to, absolutely I can expose you and tell her all about that secret lifestyle that you use. The fact that you consider yourself to be a dominant, a dom, a master, a sir, who absolutely loves to entertain and look for sweet little submissives online. Sweet little submissives to obey your every command. Submissives that you love to, I should say, play, torment, tease, and torture possibly. Based on the information that my team was able to find on your websites, it looks like you love to tease and inflict possible pain. Looks like you even love to have your submissives beg. Even make them come, or even something what is known as orgasm denial. Your kinks and fetishes are, how should I put this? An array of options. Seems like you like it all. So what would exactly happen if your sweet little girlfriend knew about your dark, sadistic lifestyle that you love to lead behind her back? Looks like you get off on making these sweet, innocent little girls your personal little whore, personal little sluts, personal little, what was this word that you use to describe on your website? Right here. Personal little cum drops. Very interesting choice of words, I would say. Your face is completely priceless. I absolutely love it. Looks like you're not really that much of a dominant right now, because you look really nervous. Because a true dom would be very cool, collected, very calm, not even raising an eyebrow to the possibility of being exposed, being outed. Makes me question if that lifestyle is really true, or is it something that you just like to pretend and you basically just get off on teasing, screwing sweet, innocent little girls, making them come, fucking them endlessly with such pain, making them beg, making them scream, making them think that they are submitting to you, making them truly believe that you are the superior one. You get off on that, don't you? You get off on the idea of pretending to be a fucking dominant, don't you? You do. I bet it makes you so fucking hard to know that you do have the right words to say to make any sweet little girl's panties a little wet, I should say. Make them whine, beg, cry, squeak. Squeal. I could go on, you know. But it looks like I'm uncovering a little bit of truth to you, that you are just pretend. I mean, you do put on quite the front. Your profiles are, I will say, very impressive. I mean, you have an array of submissives that you choose from, as far as who should I play with today, who should I mind fuck today, who should I make play with themselves, play with their sweet little pussies, edge them over and over, over, not allowing them to come, and then allowing them to come eventually. And making them send me pictures of their sweet pussy that's covered in all of their fucking juices so that I could then get myself off. I will say also that looks like you have quite the gallery of pictures as well too. I most certainly will admit that you do look the part of a dominant. I mean, you can go back and forth between the classic black and white photo wearing a suit, of course, with your top collar undone, your shirt undone, your tie untied, hanging around your neck, your sleeves rolled up, both of your arms, sitting, waiting for your sweet little submissive to crawl to you. However, you also can pull off the look as far as the classic rugged bad boy with the jeans and a shirt and that smoldering look in your eyes that says you are not the one to be fucked with. It's quite impressive. I mean, I will say when I saw them, it did make, how can I put this delicately? It did make my sweet cunt throb just a bit, seeing you in all of your poses. Even those pictures where you are fully naked, exposing yourself to the world, being very careful not to show your face. Kudos to you on that, because that is cardinal rule number one. Posting explicit pictures of your body, never include your face. So I give you kudos for that. I will say that if I'm being quite honest, you have such a beautiful, and I do mean beautiful, fucking cock. It's long, it's thick, it's always oozing with pre-cum from the tip. And I love the fact that you were able to capture some of that pre-cum dripping from the tip, almost falling to the floor. It's a beautiful image, I will definitely admit. Definitely, it made my mouth water so bad. It made me curious to think, I wonder exactly what he tastes like. I wonder if he's sweet. Maybe just a bit salty, but mixed with sweetness at the same time. I will say, after my team was able to provide me with all of the information that I found, I was able to thoroughly review it on my own. Looks like also you have quite the hobby of creating, what are they? Ah, here we go. Erotic audios as well. You do have quite the voice. And it looks like, based on all of your array of comments and upvotes, it looks like you're quite the popular one with both the ladies, oh, and the guys. I bet that makes you feel so good, doesn't it? I bet that gets you so fucking hard to know that something as simple as your voice can turn a person into complete mush, can make them wet, or can make them fucking hard, lose their fucking mind, and come so fucking hard just by the sound of your voice. By the sound of your moans and groans, anything. It's quite impressive. I was able to review all of the information myself, and I was reviewing for quite some time, a few hours I should say, and I will admit that it was something that I personally enjoy. Yeah, I will definitely admit that I may have used one or two or maybe your entire audio library to get off to. I mean, you have quite the voice. Yes. I was here in my office alone. I told my secretary to hold all of my calls, that I did not want to be disturbed, to cancel all of my appointments, all of my meeting, remove everything from my calendar, because I had a lot of work to do in my office and I did not want to be disturbed. I simply wanted to review everything that was found, and I wanted to see just what's so special about you, and I can see it. I did have a little bit of fun listening to you, sitting back in my chair, my legs spread, running my fingers over my neck, down to my chest, over my breasts, to my extremely hard nipples, maybe pinching them, squeezing them, pulling at them, and then move my hand to my stomach, teasing myself a bit, making small circles over my stomach, lightly with my fingertips, making myself whimper and moan a little bit, into my thighs, running my nails down my stomach to my thighs, grazing my inner thighs lightly, teasing myself so bad, almost coming near my pussy, but just not touching it. Just when I would get there, I would stop, let out such a whimper and a moan. Did anyone hear me in my office? Absolutely not. I built my office with soundproof walls, so no one can hear me. No one can hear, not a word or any type of sound that is made in this room. I purposely did that. I mean, I do have some activities, you can say, that are performed in my office that no one needs to know about. What do I mean? Well, if I want to be fucked in my office and scream my fucking head off, I can't allow or I can't let my employees know what's going on. They can't know that I'm being fucked in my office, being treated like a whore, being made out to be a slut like the one that I am. They can't know that. That's personal. So they all assume that I just have meetings. Does that turn you on? Knowing that you're sitting in one of the chairs that I was bent over not too long ago, my face shoved in the chair, while being pounded, showing no mercy in my fucking ass and my pussy. That very chair that you're sitting in. Yeah. Oh, yes, I was treated like a whore that I am. It was great. It's quite fun to have so many, how can I put this boy toys that I can play with at work? I mean, I get what I want. I am the owner, CEO, president, whatever you want to call me. This is my company. I can do what the fuck I want to do, when I want, how I want, to whom I want, wherever I want. Now, back to where I was. Where was I? Oh, yes. Listening to your audios. Finally, after torturing and teasing myself for about 20 minutes, I finally caved and touched my pussy. I was extremely fucking wet. I was dripping all over the place. My thighs were completely fucking sticky from all of my juices. I decided to taste myself. I tasted so fucking good. I mean, what woman doesn't like to taste herself? If you love how you taste, should be no problem, right? I couldn't help myself but to finally fucking slide two fingers inside my fucking pussy and go in and out, going back and forth between going in and out of my pussy, rubbing my swollen pink clit with your voice in my ear, calling me a filthy fucking whore. Oh, just calling me out. Oh my god. Felt kind of attacked, but I loved it. I came so fucking hard to you. I almost passed out. I even squirted. Oh, I mean, quite the mess of myself and my chair and my desk. Oh, it was such a mess, but it was such a beautiful fucking mess. I loved it. I kept thinking about all of the pictures of your cock and how beautiful it looked and how much I wanted it in my fucking mouth, in my pussy, in my ass, in my hands, between my tits, everywhere that you could think of, every hole, everywhere. And I planned to take exactly what I want. And what I want is you. Right now, right here, this very second, you are mine to do whatever the fuck I want with. It's cute that you think you have an opportunity to protest or tell me no, or it's very cute. This is not up for discussion. This is not up for debate. It's really not. Yeah, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And right now, I want to suck your fucking cock. I want to suck your big, thick, juicy, fat fucking cock right now. Just gonna walk over to you. Doesn't look like you're putting up much of a fight right now. I think secretly you want this too. Yes, I saw the way that you looked at me during the interview process. I was very impressed that Your eyes never left mine. You held eye contact the entire 30 minutes. Your stare was piercing. It's very impressive. Most people would consider me to be a little bit on the aggressive side, to where I'm a little bit intimidating. Not you, though. Not one time did you look away or back down. It's quite impressive. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Getting on my knees in front of you. Oh, this is quite the bulge in your pants. Oh my god. I just wanna fucking kiss it. Can I lick it a little bit through your pants? Let's just get these unzipped, shall we? Oh, God. Black boxer briefs to match your all black suit. Oh my God, this is so sexy. Let's just pull these off. Oh my God, look at that fucking cock. Oh, it's so beautiful. Already leaking so much fucking pre-cum. Placing little kisses from your head down your shaft. All the way down to your big, thick, cum-filled balls of yours. Putting them in my mouth and sucking on them. While my hand stroking your cock up and down while I'm licking your balls so gently. Stroking so slow up all the way down. My hands wet from your pre-cum. Kissing back up, all the way to your swollen cockhead, running my tongue around it. Making circles. Getting my lips all sticky with your yummy pre-cum before taking you deep inside my mouth. Every fucking inch. Sucking so softly at first, but then harder. Taking it out my mouth, slapping my face with that beautiful fucking hard cock, getting my face all wet from my spit and my saliva and your juices and your fucking pre-cum. God, you taste so fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, I want you to fucking come in my mouth. Yes. Oh, I want you to explode. And I want to feel that shot hit the back of my throat and then just leak down my throat. I want to feel that hot cum just leak and shoot down my throat. I'm not gonna stop. Even when you come, I'm gonna keep fucking going. Yeah. Tastes so fucking good. Are you fucking close? Yeah. You gonna come inside my fucking mouth? Yeah, my whore fucking mouth. Fucking give it to me. Shoot your fucking load down my throat. Coat the back of my throat. Yes. I wanna choke on your fucking cum. I wanna gag on it. Yes, give it to me. Give it to me. Oh God, you're fucking mine. Your cock is mine. Your body is mine. You are all fucking mine. Yes. Yes. Oh my God, I've been playing with my pussy down here. Me being on my knees while I'm sucking your fat cock. Yes. Oh God, I love how it feels in my throat. I love how it feels in my mouth. I love how much harder it gets when I put it in my mouth and lick it like a lollipop. Suck on it like a fucking whore, like a slut, like the best cock sucking slut I am. Oh, I'm the queen of cock sucking. Oh yes. Yes, I fucking want it. Fucking come with me. Fucking come with me. I'm so close. I'm so close. You're gonna come with me. Yes. I'm so fucking close. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Please, please come with me. Oh. Give it to me. Yes. Oh, that was so fucking amazing. Oh my God, your cum tastes so good. Oh. Taste my juices and your cum together. Oh, this sweet combination is to die for. You want to taste? You want to taste myself and my fingers? Yeah? Oh. Well, that was very, very impressive. Hot, fucking dirty. There will definitely be more of that, more than you can ever imagine. Wait, did you really, really think that I was going to expose you and tell your girlfriend on you? Oh God, that was complete bullshit. I never was gonna tell. Absolutely not. It's fucking hot. Well, let's get you cleaned up and myself, because I do have a meeting in the next 15 minutes. So thank you so much for that. My tummy is quite full. Oh, and by the way, You have the job. Welcome. Your first day is tomorrow. See you at 9 o'clock.